back in Alva, Northwestern Oklahoma State here for the Class B State Championship game. Number 22, Laverne, 12. And a lot of you will come to watch football games, and the officials, you think they're against your team, and they may not, but one thing they are against is cancer. And we brought Leland here to talk about officials versus cancer. One of the things, one of the good things that they've been able to put together here. How exactly does officials versus cancer work?
Well, in 2017, a friend of mine's daughter had a little cancer problem, and because of research, they fixed her really quick, like 14 months, and she had a death. She was staring at death, and. Hillary, 6 months before that, come to find out, the researchers found a cure for her cancer. Now, I talk about a cure. It wasn't really a cure. It was a way to treat her.
Right.
So they treated her in 14 months. She was good, and she's been healthy and healthy right now, and she's doing very well at 20 years old. But I formed this foundation in 2017 because the officials in Oklahoma, we work for the kids. Mm-hmm. And I done a little research, and after I got this thought, I done a little research, and it's apparent in the United States, the Cancer Research Center for Pediatric Cancer get donations than any other cancer center than the compared to the pediatric center. So we're donating money, and since 2017 we've given the center $23,000 in donations, and we earmark our money for pediatric cancer. And what we like to do in these championship contests, we did 2 weeks ago tonight at Wantland Stadium, we honored a little 7-year-old girl, and I'll tell you a little bit about her story. She was born with cerebral palsy on her left side. They treated her, and she responded very quick to the cerebral palsy. And at 6 years old, on October 2nd, she was diagnosed with stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma, which is cancer, pediatric cancer. And her name was Addie Isom, and she's from Yukon, Oklahoma.
Brain cancer, right?
Yes.
Neuroblastoma, right?
Yeah, blastoma is brain cancer. And so because of research, about 8 months before this in her situation, doctors found a way to treat it. She went through 5 days of extensive chemo and then waited 2 weeks and went on 5 more days. She went through that for like 3.5 months, and then she started radiation. And the reason they had to do all this is Addie had 98% of her bone marrow was cancerous.
Wow.
98%. They gave her a 5% chance to live, and because of the research at Children's Hospital in Oklahoma City. They basically did what their research told them to do, and she's a healthy young 7-year-old girl, and we honored her last 2 weeks ago Saturday night at Wantland. We took her out to the midfield stripe, told her story, and the reason we do this is they're called miracle childs, and we're called miracle families, and they're OU fans. She'll like this. They're OU fans. Their little brother's name is Lincoln. The other brother's name is Baker. So, but great story, great family, and that's what we do. And we accept donations from everyone across Oklahoma. We've had doctors send us money through Venmo. You can donate through Venmo, the Venmo app on your phone. It's OK Officials VS Cancer is the access code to donate. And all monies, every bit of the money is donated one time a year to the Children's Hospital in Oklahoma City. So it's fun.
Awesome.
It's fun to do it. It's fun to meet these families. I met a family last year at state basketball tournament in Tulsa, and the kid was from Jinx, and he had developed cancer in his lower extremities, and it moved up into his lungs and his heart, and boy, they didn't know what they was going to do. And literally, they're giving him chemotherapy, and they're trying to figure out how to do something. And on the fly, they said, "We're going to try this. We don't know if it's going to work." And they tried it, and now they're treating every kid with that type of cancer. The problem with cancer is, and this is what I've learned over the years, the problem with cancer is, and especially pediatric cancer, is there's so many types. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that happen to these kids.
Yeah.
And when you're young, when you're a toddler, these kids can't tell you where it hurts. They can't tell you how they feel. You know, the doctors just got to research it and find out. So anyway, we enjoy doing it. Like I said, Venmo, OK Officials VS Cancer, if you want to donate. We ask every official in Oklahoma to give us $20. And so far, people are donating, and we're just getting it started. We're in our third year, so actually in our fourth year, because we've given $23,000 for 3 years. So anyway, it's a good deal.
That is an awesome thing.
That's incredible.
I've got a got an idea for your fundraising.
Okay.
Like the state championship games, you have the officials take their hats and go up into the crowd, and they go to this side and see who gives the most money, and then they go to the other side, and it puts a little bit of pressure on the fans, right? You thumb your nose at the officials, yep. You might make a lot of money that way.
That is a fantastic idea.
I may take that to my. I developed a little committee. I've got guys from each corner of the state, and Oklahoma City and Tulsa, a couple of guys in each one of those spots. That's something we may need to move forward with.
Let's not forget, as we face COVID, we've forgotten the biggest killer of our lifetime has been cancer.
Yep.
I mean, and
you're
that's
exactly
something
right.
we can never stop forgetting about.
Hey, Trent.
Yeah.
I brought my friend Mark Byfield here since
All
we're
right.
talking about, you know, good things.
Yep.
Mark, he wants to throw a little out there for Transformation Living Center. It's mm-hmm. a drug recovery center in Fairview. If I know we have listeners and that's
sure.
a huge problem, there is hope.
Yep.
And get a hold of them. You can get on the internet, Transformation Living Center in Fairview, Oklahoma, and we fight this problem so many times.
We all know somebody.
Yeah, we all know somebody. Sure. And if you need a place that they can go and it's a year-long program, mm-hmm. they're going to get instructed. They're going to get safe where they can recover.
Well, it's just like cancer. A neighbor down the street, a relative across town or across the state might have it. So there's always somebody that can help you.
Yeah, there is. And now we're going to get to this second half going as Dewar and Laverne now taking the field. Dewar going to kick off going left to right to Laverne. They lead 22-12 here at the Class B state champion game. Brownfield set to kick the ball off out to Bachelman. They fake the offside kick. Brownfield now runs in and kicks it onside. And the hands team and a grab and drilled at the 50, but held on to it as it looked like they were going to kick it deep. Hit with the onside. Tate Domi holds on to the football after taking a lick.
Bang, bang play right there. Domi's spot on. Got the ball right on the 50, and he got smacked down to the ground. And held on to the football, luckily. So
that's a huge play in this game because they thought they were going to blow that up. And now Laverne from midfield, right at midfield. They start with the football down 10. Freeman in the shotgun, one back to the right, split receiver each side. Give to Lovell, left side. He's going outside, cuts it back inside. Nifty little move by the big guy, but driven out of bounds after a pickup of only a couple.
Yeah, but what Laverne wants out of Lovell is not nifty. They need him to lower that shoulder and bring the pain. And I think he got to dance a little bit. And what he needs to do is put what he does best is lower those shoulders and get that extra 3 or 4 yards.
He picked up a couple. So second and 8 now upcoming. Ball at the 48-yard line of the Dragons. Laverne trailing by 10 here. Second half just getting underway. One receiver wide inside. Logan Freeman's near us. It's going to be a run around the right. Freeman's going to follow Lovell. Block dives it up inside. And somebody blew up Gabe Lovell as he tried to throw that lead block, and he's on the ground.
And we've got another flag, late flag.
The referee threw a flag from like 15 yards behind the play, and I'm not sure what he saw there because he just the run back just dove in there.
And that time,
a couple yards short of the first down.
Gabe Lovell took the lick as he's limping out there right now as he's trying to get his breath back as he tried to throw that lead block. Freeman.
He might have got cut, guy. He probably got cut.
That was a cut block.
Yep.
I think that's what they're going to call.
Yes,
it was. And that's the only way you can block him.
Yep.
That time it was a penalty. And luckily, Gabe's going to be all right. Looks like he's going to be all right out there. But he's going to run over the line now. They're going to check him out on this play. But that's going to move the ball up inside, just inside the 30 to the 26-yard line for Laverne. So quickly, they're at the 26 already, just getting the second half underway. Mason Mass now in the backfield with Peyton Freeman. Bach wide right. Freeman wide left. The give is to Massey right up the gut, and he's driven down. Nice read that time by Joey Fowler. Another tackle for Fowler. Pick up a 5 for Massey, who's been running hard today.
Love that quick hitter. That's what gets them. They can get them blocked.
Yep.
They just can't keep them blocked.
The quick hitter. That's the reason that quick hitter is so important to run.
Mason Massey gets upfield in a hurry. He doesn't dance. He's going right. He's going north-south, and he's been really good at that so far today. Now we're going to get an I formation. Bachelman at the tailback slot. It's going to be a give to Bachelman. He's following the lead block around the left side and no room. That's cut off, so he cuts it to the middle of the field as Massey tried to throw a block, cuts it back to the middle, picks up another 4 or 5. He's going to be close to the first down here.
That was a good piece of running there.
9 yards.
Good piece of running there. There wasn't anything to the boundary, so he had to cut it back up, and he got down there a yard from the first down, third and short.
Not a yard shy. Third and 1 upcoming from the 16-yard line for Laverne. It's going to be a power formation this time. Massey, the fullback. Bachman, the tailback. Freeman under center. Fakes the give. He's going to take it himself. Inside, he's dragged down, but I think he got the first down. He needed a yard, and I believe he got it, just barely got it. He's drugged down by number 31, Tyler Maldonado, who's played well for the Dragons defensively.
Well, he's been all over the field, yeah. And he plays in that is he the linebacker?
He's the linebacker. He's their leading tackler. Yeah. He barely ahead of Maxwell. He's got 96 tackles coming into today.
Really has a nose for the football.
And receiver wide. He's first and 10 now from the 15 for Laverne. Glovel back in the game. He's going to be the fullback. He's going to try to lead Freeman, but Freeman drugged down. There's a lot of pressure inside that time. Someone busted through the line. That was James Bryson from his defensive end position getting up in there, and that's going to be a loss of a yard.
Yeah, there just wasn't anything. There wasn't nowhere to go out here. And I think he misread the blocks here a little bit, Chris, because he should have cut it up inside.
That's what I was thinking is he should have. I mean, here's what you want. If you can get 2 yards, go get 2 yards. If there's nothing there, go get you 2 yards.
Yeah, whatever they give you, you take it, right?
Lovell to the right of Freeman. Bachelman wide far side. Logan Freeman towards us. It's going to be another keeper inside by Freeman. Makes a little spin move. Makes a man miss. And driven down again by a couple Dragons. Nice move by Peyton Freeman to pick up about 5, where he might have gotten a no gain on the play.
Yeah, and again, this is where, you know, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, it makes it tough for this Laverne because you've got to pick up a pretty good chunk here and then hope you pick it up on 4th. So this is, you know, that come from that first play where you lost.
And that was Maldonado again in the backfield. The Tigers going to have to find him because he's been back there all night tonight.
4 down territory here. You got to get it inside the 10.
Bachelman wide right. Level the fullback. And someone jumped, and Tate Domi jumped again on the front line. Instead of 3rd and 7, you're now going to have 3rd and around 12 yards.
Again, I'm going to say Durer has a history of shouting out the cadence there. And I don't know that we're a long ways from it, but For Laverne just to jump off sides here, just doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense. And now, boy, they're really backed up behind the chains.
3rd and 11. If you're the Laverne, you want to get at least half of this back here. Lovell to the left. Bachelman wide right. Oh, now Freeman's going to go back under center, and Lovell's going to be behind him. 1 receiver wide each side. Bachelman in motion now. Going to be a fake jet sweep. And Freeman's going to look to throw. He's going to throw back to side. He's open. End zone, and he dropped the football. Had it in his hands. And it was at his knees, and he was backpedaling in and just couldn't hang on. And a missed opportunity by the Tigers. It took a while to get there, but Bachman's got to hang on to that one.
Wow, he had it right in the breadbasket. We just think he's backing up. His knee came out and knocked it out of his hands, and it looked like he was right to pile on that they were getting ready to raise his hand for touchdown, and then all of a sudden the ball comes out. Oh,
yeah,
man.
He was trying to back his way in to make sure he scored. And
that's exactly what he's doing. He did a big catch first, not worrying
not
where he's
worried about it.
Now a 4th and 12 upcoming for the Tigers. Twins receivers to the right. Buckleman in the slot. Logan Freeman far side. Now he's going to put Gabe Lovell in motion to the left. They're going to fake the pass, and he's going to go to run up the middle and drag down. Freeman saw green grass, but he is brought down, and guess who? Maldonado with another huge play for the Dragons and a turnover on downs by the Tigers in their own red zone.
I tell you what, that's fool's gold because it looks like there's lanes to run, but they are so quick to the football that you better run the play that you had because, again, it looked like maybe he could set sail, but they're so fast to the football.
If he don't make the tackle, though, he gets the first down because there was nobody there.
Now, quickly, Dewar to go Twins receivers to the left. One back in the backfield with Fowler. Shotgun snap. Takes the give. Throws a quick out the screen. Wide receiver screen bobbled and caught by Brownfield. Great concentration as it looked like it might be incomplete. And he tipped it to himself and gained another couple of yards. It's going to be 2nd and 3 now for Dewar. Same formation. Quickly, Twins receivers left. Give to Maxwell. Right side. He cuts it up inside and he's dragged down. And if he'd have kept his feet, Carson Lovell hit him. He would have been gone. Instead, he falls down at 35 for down Dewar.
Lovell has got to be a better tackler than that right there. Lovell went up there and just stuck his head down there and hoped he'd knock him off his feet, and he barely did, or otherwise he might have went for a touchdown.
Same formations. Twins left. Fake to give to Maxwell. Fowler rolls out, runs out of room. He's looking to throw and just dives to the ground. Nobody open. He just goes down after pickup of a couple sliding because Gabe Lovell was right there.
Laverne's defense line have to get their heads up. They're not getting pushed off the line, but they're getting tied up, and the running back's running right by him. I mean, just right by their shoulders.
New formation, one receiver wide each side. Maxwell to the right of Fowler from the gun. Laverne in the box. Fake to give to Maxwell. Quick slant. Bryson inside. Stuck by Lovell and brought down. Another quick pickup. Just shy of the first down. Going to be maybe a yard shy. Third and one. From the 44-yard line.
Got that down where it's almost like a handoff on that slant.
And a lot of giving a lot of room on the outside, especially Lovell. He's about 10 yards off of Bryson right now. Bockelman's press formation on the other side. Give up the middle. Maxwell slips a tackle. He's hit hard and drives forward past the 45-yard line down to the 43. And a quick hitter in the middle that time for Dewar. And Maxwell has got a ton of yards today. Picks up about eight more on that play. First and 10 now from the 44. As Dewar now in Laverne territory. Give to Maxwell. Left side. Blown up this time. Cooper Long piggybacks on him and drags him down. And that time, Cooper Long, great play into the backfield. Going to bring up a second and 10 now. No gain on that one.
The thing is, you're going to make back-to-back plays. You got to put in third and 10. You got to make back-to-back-to-back plays. You can't just be settled for one bad play against this team.
We're seeing wide each side. Dewar already to the line of scrimmage. One back in the back. Brownfield looking at Fowler. There's confusion. They clear that up. Now there's a shotgun snap to Fowler. He looks to the right to the slant. Now he's going to take off middle of the field. He's dragged, hit, and driven down at the 40 as Fowler tried to go up the middle, run similar to what Peyton Freeman tried to do a little bit ago.
So you're down, you know, you're down 10 here. You've got two downs to make what we talked about, the defensive stops. Doesn't matter what your offense does, if you cannot get defensive stops, you got two downs right here, 6 yards, 5 yards. See if you can get it down.
You're going to have to roll the dice here and take some chances. If you think they're going to throw it, let's blitz somebody and put the heat on him.
22-12 Dewar. Shotgun snap to Fowler. He fakes the option. Keeps it. Nice job that time. Laverne blows up the option and tackles Fowler. He only got a yard. Yeah. He's looked at the pitch. It was blown up. And that time, Lovell, Massey, Domey all there. Clean that one up.
Halftime adjustment. Now you got to make a play. Fourth down.
Yes.
Shotgun snap. Big fourth down upcoming. One receiver wide each side. They fake the snap count. Tried to drop off. Didn't work. And now Laverne resets defensively. They're looking to their sideline. Dewar looking to their sideline. One receiver wide each side. One back in the backfield. Shotgun snap to Fowler. He looks to run it. Yeah, he's just going to pitch it up inside. And did he get it? Did the ball hit the ground? He threw it behind the receiver. They're going to say it hit the ground. No good. Incomplete. And they're pleading their case. James Bryson says he caught it. And the Dewar coaches are upset. They say that's a catch.
No, that ball hit the ground.
It hit the ground.
It was thrown behind him, and he had to go back to get it. And he didn't have enough. Yeah. He didn't have enough length there to reach out and grab it. It just got. Now he grabbed it after it hit the ground.
Yeah,
he tried to sell it.
He tried to sell it, and the coach is trying to sell it right now. And it hit the ground, no doubt.
Huge defensive stop
that's
for
the
Tigers.
That's the stop they needed. Yeah,
huge stop.
That's the stop Chris was talking about. And they got a break here, and another semi-short field, 38-yard line. Just got to put a drive together here and go score.
Well, they're quickly to the football. This time the Tigers want to run a play fast, and now we're going to get a timeout. I think this is going to be by the Dragons. Oh, they're talking to Coach Bean right now. It looks like they stopped the play. I thought they were going to call timeout.
Yeah, they need to talk to him with a yellow flag.
It looks like it was
he
a warning.
He can't stop the play for him.
That's what he did.
Yeah, Laverne had every right to get to the ball and run a play. Now they give it to Massey right side. Massey's still on his feet. He drugged down past the first down marker. He's right at it. What a run, Mason Massey. They had him dead to rights. Instead, he made it all the way to the second level to Brownfield. He's going to come up just shy of that first down marker by a yard.
But you're right. The Dewar's coach stopped the play, and Laverne was trying to run fast.
That's momentum.
That's
momentum. You can't do that.
Get it.
You can't stop the play because momentum is switching.
Bockelman wide far side. One backfield. It's Massey. They fake to give to Massey. Freeman with the keeper. He's got a little room, and a flag is on the ground. And Freeman's out to the 45 and tackled by Carter and Brownfield. He got the first down and more, but a flag on the ground, and that's right in the area of holding. And although as much as they've yelled at Coach Bean, I don't want to assume what this penalty is.
Well, when the referee throws the flag into the field to play like he did, it makes you wonder if it's a holding penalty. Usually, if it's a sideline penalty, the flag goes straight up.
Yeah,
so
you're right. It was a holding penalty.
They did call a hole, and I can't help but think that this coach on this sideline he's getting his way, and you just got to tune him out. You got to. He stopped the play from going before, and he's. I just. I,
4:30 left in the third quarter, 22-12. Dewar Laverne now with a second and nine. What was going to be a second and one. One back in the backfield. Bachman, the receiver. He's going to go in motion. Jet sweep. Bachman, right side. He's got Massey as a lead blocker. Tries to get the edge and blown up on the outside. That time, nicely played by the Dragons. Brownfield cleans him up after they drug him all the way to the other sideline. Only a pickup of about a yard. Going to bring up third and eight now for Laverne.
Like Chris said earlier, that's a slow developing jet sweep there. And Dewar read it perfectly. Had enough people out there to string it out and get him stopped for a one-yard gain.
Yeah, the Dewar DBs do a great job of getting up in there and tackling. Those jet sweeps have not worked today for Laverne.
Now you've got to make a play. You're third and eight. You got to make a play here.
Your defense made a play down here. Now your offense needs to make a play.
Logan Freeman, far side. Bachman, wide, near side. Peyton Freeman in the backfield. Shotgun snap. He rolls left. He's looking to throw. Throws it down the sideline to Bachman. He's got a step, and he can't quite get it. He had a step overthrown by about a yard and just couldn't get him the football. And just like that, a game of inches. He dropped one earlier. That time, Freeman just overshoots him by barely overshoots him. Incomplete. Now going to be a fourth and eight.
Probably going to see our first punt of the game here, guys.
Yeah. You know, I might have done that. I might have said, can I pick up, you know, 5 or 6 yards, put it in fourth and short, and go for it, you know, around the midfield.
So now Laverne, the punt it back to Dewar with 3:33 to go, 22-12.
Another drive ended by a penalty.
Had three possessions in this game, two turnover on downs, and that punt. Perez going to kick the ball down to Fowler, who's back to field it. He says, get away from it. His angle towards the sideline bounces out of bounds at the 30, and that's where the Dragons will take over first and 10 from their own 30-yard line, leading by 10 with 3:26 to go in the third quarter.
So, just well, like, missed opportunity right there for the Tigers. They, like Chris said, they got stymied with a holding penalty there.
And you don't mind that if you really held, and if they're, you know, if the other side's getting called for the holds too. And
I've noticed these referees, and I watched the referees a little bit during this game. We switch sides, Chris, because I think if you're consistent, you switch sides of the field at halftime.
Yeah.
That's what they do in college. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of high school crews are doing it now. Mm-hmm. You switch sides, and that way he has to face both guys over.
Right.
Quick throw out to the slot to Maxwell, who's out there. He's got a little bit of space. He's driven down, chased down by Lovell, but not before he picks 15 yards, as that was a little snap and quick throw to Maxwell in the slot. And those little quick underneath passes, a lot of room under there.
They're finding people wide open.
Two receivers far side, one near side, spread formation for the Dragons. Dewar in the gun, shotgun snap. He's looking right, quick out. Bryson just over on the sideline, and he's out of bounds for another quick seven. That time Lovell pushes it out, and they're just taking what the defense is giving them right now.
Fowler is just so good. He delivers the ball so quickly, finds the open man, knows the reads he's supposed to make.
And Laverne got no pressure on him that time.
Same formation, two receivers far side, one near side. Everybody from Laverne in the box. They're coming with the heat, it looks like. Nope, Mass going to pull back. It looks like he was coming up the middle there. Now they're looking over to the sideline, trying to change the play. Shotgun snap, quick throw, left side. Took it a roll to his right. Nobody open for Fowler. Spins around, makes a guy miss. He's out to the 45-yard line and gets the first down. Just gets the first down before Tate Domi grabs him. And that time, good coverage in the backfield by Laverne, but Fowler with his feet making a play.
Yeah, he's something to watch. He's one of these guys that you don't see very often.
He's elusive. It's all get out.
Look like he's going to get tackled for no gain and get five.
Receiver wide each side. Maxwell to the left of Fowler. They fake the give. Throw the quick slant inside to Brownfield, who bobbled it. And that close to being picked off as it was bobbled into the air and just dropped by Thomas Brownfield. And now it's going
to
be
second.
I'd
like to see Logan Freeman from his safety position come up and get ready to put a hit on him.
Because
if you're up there and he starts bobbling, you got a chance to pick it off.
Now our receiver wide each side. Dewar. And Joey Fowler looking towards their sideline, changing this play, 2:47. They lead by 10. Shotgun snap. Give is to Maxwell. This time right side. Got a little space. And Tate Domi tries to grab him. That's not going to be enough. He gets to the second level. And Logan Freeman makes a touchdown-saving tackle inside the 25-yard line. And Sean Maxwell, who's having a whale of a game, has easily crossed 100 yards today.
And what you have to do if you're Laverne, you can't quit. You've got to say, let's make a stop here. Then let's put some back-to-back plays together.
Same formation, one receiver wide each side. Laverne in the box. They fake to give to Maxwell. Fowler's going to drop back a pass. He's under pressure. He's going to have to get rid of it. He's dragged down out of bounds. Ball's on the ground, but they fall on top of it as Fowler not quite out of bounds and loses the football. Rustin Domi was there. Gabe Lovell was there. And that's going to be recovered by Maxwell. And Fowler's slow to get up.
Yeah, he dove back. He fumbled it and dove back for it. And they're taking a timeout for him right now.
This could be big. If he's walking around, he just looks like he got the wind knocked out of him. So they are going
to. So he'll have to come out. He'll have to come out of the game for one play.
So they will call a timeout as while they tend to Joey Fowler. Well, we'll keep it right here because Laverne's out in the room. Laverne's saying, let's go. We're ready to play. Why are they giving them all the time in the world to do this?
The play clock is running, so.
I don't. It's not an official timeout.
Yeah, they got the injured player off the field, and he starts the clock, and that's what he's supposed to do. So Laverne, under 2 minutes now.
Now, they got the play they wanted there. They've got them in second and long. You've got to put some back-to-back.
So second and 15 upcoming from the 30-yard line. Shotgun snap to Fowler. The fakes to give to Maxwell. Fowler wasn't in. That was the backup, Christian Cargola. And they're going to be a no gain on the play. At that time, you take away the threat of Fowler, and you can key on Maxwell, and he gets no gain. Going to be a third and 15 upcoming. But Fowler's quickly back in this football game.
Changes the offense when Fowler's on the sideline, doesn't it?
One receiver wide each side. Maxwell to the right. Fowler in the gun, shotgun snap. He rolls right, surveys the field. He's going to throw it down right side. A little long hitch route out to the 25-yard or 15-yard line. Caught by Bryson, who made a great move on Carson Lovell.
Looked like he was going deep. It's not a first down. So it's fourth down here.
He ran a great route. He was just a yard short of the sticks, and now you've got a fourth and one upcoming.
Here's your chance. This is what you play for, fourth and two right here.
Mistake by Bryson. 1 yard too short on that route. Now it's a fourth and one as Fowler tries to get him to jump again. Nobody bites for Laverne. Both backers up in the box for Laverne. Laverne's now tightening this field at the 15-yard line. Fourth and a yard and a half. And now we're going to get a timeout as the play clock gets down to seven. And Dewar's going to take a timeout. They lead 22-12 with 47 seconds left in the third. It's our K101 road to the top.
Goins Home Furnishings invites you to come in and shop our exceptional selections of furniture for virtually every room of your home. We are now receiving shipments of new items almost daily. Everything is priced at our everyday low prices so that you can purchase knowing that you are getting the best price in the tri-state area. We are still doing everything to give you a safe shopping environment. We are the tri-state furniture source. That's Goins Home Furnishings at 1st in Oklahoma in Woodward, Oklahoma.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right, 50% off in-store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
Back in Alva, Dewar leads Laverne 22-12, your Class B state title game in a huge fourth and one and a half upcoming. Dewar in the shotgun, one receiver wide, far side, one back in the backfield. They give it to Maxwell, right side. He's undercut and dives forward, and I think he got it as Lovell came up to make the tackle. But Maxwell diving forward on the hit, picks it up, first down and 10 now. I think first down and 10 from right around the 12-yard line. So they can get a first down at the two, can the Dragons. And they're quick back to the football, and they want to run it quickly. Now Coach Bean is talking to the officials again, and they're slowing this play down, and now they're gonna start the clock. Here we go. So Joey Fowler, shotgun snap, gives Sean Maxwell right side, and he's undercut that time. Lovell read it perfectly and kept him from getting about 2 yards on that play. He keeps falling forward, which is good for Maxwell, but that time nice cut by Lovell.
Lovell from his corner position there, come up and made a touchdown saving tackle here. That's probably going to end this quarter at 15 seconds running here.
Yeah, it looks like the coaches are all the way out in the field. Looks like they're expecting this, and they are. They're going to call these guys over and talk about it. So that's going to do it for the third quarter as the Dewar Dragons hold up the four for fourth. They lead by 10, and they are threatening to score again. We'll be back. Dewar 22, Laverne 12, our K101 road to the top.